had instruction not to excavate it?
Yes, as before, we're going to take the military construction part out of the military construction bill and we can move along with the hardware for ABM, so it won't be too big. Same thing. That'll go in by the same vote that ABM's. You point me for, under that new Senate rule, if I don't get up on you, see, you just lose your place. I want to mention 2 points.
Right.
I think the climate, we're all just here as a family, I think the climate's bad. And worse without anybody being to blame, you can have yourself surrendered. But it's, they have gone in and they're going to do, apparently, one step in reducing this.
A ceiling.
Put a ceiling on the procurement bill. I was fighting, that's what I would do, you see. Individual weapons, of course, to protect ABM, too. Besides, I think it's going to be to put a ceiling in. That's hard. They may have a vote for it, I'll put it there. But of course, then you go to conference and you have another change. But
when does that be? When will the bill
be? That'll be in the procurement. That'll be in the procurement bill. That comes here, the second bill. But I tell you now, we just here in the family. I think we ought to make some decisions before we go to the floor. I think that you could well the committee now. And we are combing this thing. You will make some manpower reductions in the military to a number of men in uniform. In other words, you make a good argument on the floor that this is the way to reduce the budget. Let it take 60%. You know, off your military gun. What would it be about? Another point is the story's out that there was some extra money put in that military budget back to life. Maybe there's something to it. Now, if there is, it's not necessary, I think, the thing to do is to take all of it or some of it out to start with. Double act to hit the wheel on the floor. This manpower, I'm just being totally frank with you, I think, trying to reduce that manpower some. We have some of that extra money now. Hopefully it may be over in the appropriation bill rather than military procurement. You know, since you left there, we have this military procurement. It's all hardware, research and development. It doesn't go to the operation and maintenance money, you see. You know what that is, buying the clothes and the freight and transportation. And we can make some whole production there. Those two, it won't have to be so great. You know, we haven't had a chance to talk since we got back here, but this is something that's keeping around in my mind since you called this meeting. I'd rather not be happy quoted all this. One draft, if I may just what you, I just go to that and I'll put up one. I don't think we have any trouble with the draft bill. I don't favor the political party or fight the bill and make it up to it. But I think we ought to renew the draft for 4 years. So, but we won't for that, so I favor 2 years. They're bigger against it, less than that, of course. And,
you think you can hold to?
I think so.
My thing, Mr. Chairman, I think two is very important to us. It'll give us a better chance of getting.
Oh, you got to have it. I wouldn't think that. I said I'd have joking more than you.
But we'll hope for it. Well, that's all we can ask, we understand.
Well, that...
Your connection, I...
That might make it easy to pass it with two, you know, and some of us saying, well, sure, we've got to pass it or pay it for. But this is a drawback, I think that'll get its votes, in fact.
Are you suggesting, that the committee that gives some coming?
Well, I hope so, I don't know about school committee, I haven't taken this up with the committee, but...
What's your feeling, Dave?
I don't know what...
It's going to be necessary, it would be very desirable for us perhaps to have a little informal talk about it.
Yes.
That's not ideal.
Well, we're
all looking for the same goal.
Yeah.
We know what troops we've got. I think we recognize that probably both the House and the Senate would have some cuts.
That's right.
I think that's a realistic approach to tell us to. And we give a good deal of care to this budget. That's not to say it's pretty.
That's right.
Deals and reductions are necessary. Why don't we come up and have a debate about it?
I won't be able to say the membership, Margaret and I do, on the floor. Now, we've been through this. We've combed it fine to comb.
This is harsh.
And this is what we think is the bottom.
Does that sound right to you?
Yes, unless they're going to cut so much on the floor anyway from Fox News Talk, will they cut in addition?
Cut from what do you
mean? I think the strategy is good. The current committee, but I don't know what it would be before on the chairman's side, on his side, and I could...
Well, I think that this folks that we can get in there, they'll stand with the committee. They feel like the committee made a real effort to cut where they thought it was standing. I don't know if the procurement bill would stand much money cut. I say, well, but if you reduce this amount of total manpower, so that will lead to the wage reduction. What's the manpower figure still be in the conference? I thought, frankly, I think that you can reduce that manpower, so which was...
Well, the reductions that the president announced last week in Southeast Asia,
that
was set the question.
I don't know what you think of anything, but,
you're surely as a lawyer, the old bargaining thing is you may have to start. You have the feeling that the committee comes in with a hard rock-bottom figure, you have more of a chance to hold
that.
If you come in with a little higher figure and negotiate down.
Now, that overall cut, they're going to tax. They buy whether the tax needs to be well. Or whether they have this overall cut, but I feel sure this time it wind up all cut and sealed. And that, if unless there's some reduction in the meantime, I'm very much afraid of that vote. But if the committee can make some reductions, can say that we put the fine tooth comb to this, we think this is amendment, I think some solidarity would form around that. I just think that it has in the past. And yes, that was something. Well, let's build the road until we last you. Well, we feel like you folks really did your best on this bill for you. Well, that's just my thinking as of now.
All right.
You'll talk to them.
Yes, we'll. Yeah. Right now, people, I believe we're going to be wise.
You speak so loud. I have.
I think we have a very big fight. I think we're mixed up in the committee. I think we're going to have to chairman has something that I don't have anything through that committee. I'm sorry, Mr. President. We have difficulty with the services, you know. It's about as big a fight over there.
Sure,
as
sure.
You can get to some of
them. I'm Stryker.
I don't know how Stryker will land. I mean, a year fails. It does. Goldwater, of course. Then I think Tara has changed, so that Tara, Thun, and I are solid, but that's about all. I'm sorry.
Straight. You mean that's all we have for the 2 year trip?
Well, that's all I see at the moment. I think the White House can change some of them.
For the 2 year thing, you let us know.
Yes.
Let us know which ones that I think you got Tower and Thurman, that's for sure.
Yes, I understand so. Now, Dominic is opposed.
But he was that voting down.
And I would think Goldwater before you finish.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
He's awesome.
I don't understand.
He's off on a kid there.
Well, exactly, I don't know.
Well, trust you. You got quite a committee there, aren't you?
Yeah, look. We have good members of
it. They're all in their different directions.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no reflection on them. I mean, they're very individualistic.
Well, I guess they're all warning.
Good thing. It's actually good on them. Right, I think you helped some of me, Mark, to vote on the 1 year fee. Then the little blood thing. And like Saturday people was calling, I come over there. Anyway, I want you to talk to you one of every one of them. Not want to talk to them. One of them was too big notice.
Tell me, Mr. Chairman, wouldn't you say that you could use that C-Band Saturday as a night in this instruction?
Yes, I think so.
That would help.
That would help. That would help that much. Yeah, definitely. If they really wanted in the bill, they'll say it's for a direct and see what they have. Thank you. I guess that. Target, sole target. It's going to take a lot of effort, though. I'm going to talk to every senator on the committee that I think could have any influence with. As soon as we finish the markup, you know I've already got a list of them. So that's what I think is we're in trouble.
Could you give me the votes?
This Selective Service out on the force. Well, I think we get it marked up about 10 days beyond next Wednesday.
10 days to next Monday.
Yeah, we get it marked up.
And then?
And then you come on to the floor and Mansfield said as soon as he can get it up.
Right.
Now, we almost have to get it out of the way so our committee then can drop back on this procurement, you see.
And when will that come to the floor?
Well, I would hope for it to come, say, July, you know, somewhere in there.
July 1?
Yeah.
That's good.
Somewhere in there.
Not to July 1.
Well, maybe later for last week in June. It's going to take some time in there.
Time.
I think
time is important.
You know what to do.
Time is important. You get a little time, else.
Well, we can get it. I'd rather leave that open now and try to get it disposed of before the August recess.
You're going to have an August recess?
Oh, yeah, that's already agreed on.
Why, of course, is that?
Well, it's about the whole month.
From August 7th, on the day after Labor Day, it's present. So it is 4 weeks.
That's good.
Okay. Mr. President, I think much of this depends on the chairman's thoroughness. It's a position, a solid position. I think we can really get some people.
Position on what?
On either the Selective Service or
the I didn't want to make the production. I think you can make some of that production.
For me, as a matter of fact, I would think before they fire the chair, if I were you, if you come down with this, what you think is this, what you are convinced is necessary for the national security, they vote against it, it's going to be pretty tough. I don't think they're going to want to take you on. So
you will compliment me. I say to you that you are the man, of course, you're the key man. And just was heaven, but he was
quite a...
He's a good lawyer.
You can get to him early enough.
He's a good lawyer.
Yeah,
good scrap.
Able man. Well, we might have let you know us yet now. I appreciate you having both of your great service.
Well,
you know, we know this is a hard battle, but you know, right now, let me put it in a broader context. You probably know the Soviet Union has just been completed its Congress, and leadership was not significant to the unsophisticates, but very significant to others. What it really means now is that what we've all believed that Brezhnev now is. It is very important at this time, and also having in mind his relatively conciliatory speech, which over that conference, that this all talks going on, all that sort of thing, that our position with regard to the military be held firm for the next 3 months. And for this reason, that if, for example, the new leadership, which is Brezhnev, gets the view that they can get everything they want without bargaining for it, then we're going to get it. Now, you know what's happening on the numbers, John. You know that the numbers of their offensive missiles and so forth, it's going up in their summary and so forth. Now, we've got some good bargaining position now. As a matter of fact, that's why we put the extra in that budget. So that was not so much a signal here, but a signal there. Now, that 76 number is important. So if we, I'm not suggesting you can't make changes, now they work it out, whatever you, but I'm only saying that remember that in the context of trying to get not just our own budget in line, but giving us a bargaining position with the Soviets, we mustn't give away now, see if we can. That's what we're
doing. But I'm not going to hold 1 in 10 like this.
Yeah,
not
like that.
Right.
And you run the salt calls, I'm not just, but. Well, it's more than that. It's more than that.
Their whole attitude.
Well, because the Chinese thing is breaking now. There's so many things going on in the world. It's time to actually be very firm.
Yeah. Well, I guess you understand why I'm asking you to compute.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, I can't not hear you speak.
Oh, well, no.
Don't you know? We'll keep you procurement bill, remember, cut our legs off from under us.
Well, you won't anyway. It isn't until July, that's encouraging, but August would be better than Henry.
We won't be in August, we go out August on the 6th. It'll be after the way that...
September would be great.
That'd be fine. We might want to be a little flexible about it, but...
Yeah, well, September would be great, except to say that we may come to you 60 days, or within 60 days, and say, hey, I think July is good. September might be better. Play the game, I'll let anybody do it, and I'll do test it on it. Don't let it come up before July. That's what we need.
I think I can do that, because I can have some personal reason, perhaps, to ask Stenson.
Okay. Why don't you, here's the point. Let me see. We do not want an EBM vote before July. You don't know the reasons why, you can guess. Yeah, that's fine. Now, it may be that if you come to July, we won't want it to September, so you know what I mean. That's what the Senate ought to be doing. Now, on the manpower thing, the reason that is important is that with our Vietnam wind down now, you know, and with us the good things to say about Vietnam this summer.
Well, no necessary talk going on. Some of these public announcements. Yes, my mail is has gone completely. I haven't had any mail this morning. I think it all came out because of your speech. I'm going to make a speech tomorrow.
Are you?
Yes.
I appreciate that. Well, that'll be very helpful.
I'm having been doing a little research on it because I'd like to make a major.
Let me tell you that. Let me put this Kelly case in context. There's no question about his guilt. Second, there's no question about the fact that we have a different standard in these terms of cases than our enemies. And we would go and say, well, the gee whiz, you just kill a bunch of communists at a certain point. But the SP is a lawyer. Any rapist or murderer in the District of Columbia is let out on bail or roam the streets. Now, Cali, they don't think they're going to get the judge considers, if they can put up the bail, if he considers they're not dangerous. And then they go out and rape and murder again. Well, now, and that's true in half the states of this country. And that's why sending Cali to Leavenworth, the coolest field there for 2 weeks of a review, of the years of a review process, doesn't make any sense. He should go back to his quarters. He's not dangerous. That's why he did that. Simply as a matter of giving in the military, exercising exactly what a judge could exercise in the other. That's why he did that. With regard to review of the case, I have that responsibility anyway. In other words, if somebody appeals the case, anybody, the commander-in-chief is the final reviewing officer if he wants to exercise it. So what I was doing there was simply first saying the fact that while an individual was waiting the final determination of his case, he should be confined. In other words, he's being let out, and he's still confined in court, but he's not going to be in Leavenworth. But second, as far as the case is concerned, because a lot of people were concerned about it, that I myself would personally review it. And that does not reflect on the court. I think the court, those are a lot of dedicated officers, it doesn't reflect on the prosecutor. As a matter of fact, rather than being a derogation of the military system of justice, it supports it, because I decline the advice of many, which was to set up a presidential commission, take it away from the military courts. That would destroy military justice. I said, let justice run its course, and then I'll review it. So that's the case.
I think this is what counts for people. I think the fact that you, as commander chief, could review this, give them every, go through the whole judicial process. I didn't approve the committee getting in on this at all. I was all faithful.
Well, you know, we had people with suggestions, Margaret, of setting up a warrant commission. Good God. Wouldn't that have been awful? Look what that would have done. It would have tried a Warren Commission on Cali. There were over 100 other cases. But be that as it may, look what it would do to military justice. After all, these six guys sat there for months on the case and so forth, and they were in a group. Let it go through the judicial process.
Yes.
So we were really, I think, doing the right thing.
I'm sure.
And it is cool in the country.
Yes.
On the other thing, as I say, you could help us on that. You're right. We're on the same thing. You see what our problem is.
Yes.
We are. On the manpower thing, we really need that 2 years. We just got to have that.
From the chairman. chairman of Sling, I gather he is going to push that. And he hasn't been doing that. He first started out and thought he would.
Well, it's obvious that he's a little gun-shy this morning. He's been getting a lot of heat in the members of his committee. But and it's hard, I know.
That committee's a rough one.
Well, the testaments are rough, too.
Yes.
But on this one, Margaret, you know this, that when, if you and Stannis come up together on this thing, I think you got a good chance to go through. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I think
you know, you can follow
the point on this two-year issue is this, that we have at least a fighting chance of getting the draft down somewhere near zero. If we have a two-year extension, we have only a one-year extension. There's so much of our partners.
Yeah.
Volunteers of draft induced, we would just have no chance. So anyone that really wants to get the draft down, and that's what we're trying to do, have a two-year.
It takes 2 years to do it. In other words, if you get two, we all know people have a disagreement about the volunteer service, but in the end, we would like to have more volunteers than less, right? Now, in 2 years, we got a chance to do it. That's why Goldwater and Hatfield ought to be for it. That's the way to get it. It's the transition.
But you don't get headlines.
No, I know.
That's a nasty statement, but this is what's going on.
It happens to be true.
We have too many candidates.
Yeah. Or candidates or articles and things.
Yes, that's right. And headlines. I think perhaps Stannis has something on a four-year. I would rather see it 4 years and probably would vote with him. Because that gives him an argument when it comes down to 2 years. I don't think he could get.
You know your strategy. Maybe go for four and come to two, but get us two. Can you do that? Do you think?
Well, I don't know.
Do your best.
I don't know. The Armed Services Committee is a good committee, but it isn't together from Symington down on that side. And
wow.
From Saxby up on our side. Thank you very much.
Before you go, Mark, take her out to see the road start.
Oh, I'd love to, Mr. Brother. The trees, you know, are only pretty for a week, and you've got to go see it.
Go on, let's go. You haven't seen it either. Go ahead.